Right up front, or just say that I have not any relationship to disclose, and I'll get going. Research on how aspects of places relate to health is important to a broad range of academics, practitioners and policy makers. The places in which we live are recognised as relevant to health, and obviously here we've got a theme of health geography. In recent times, though, more attention has been placed on the assessment of place-health relationships over time. But despite this focus, there has been little attention paid to population movement or the phenomenon of residential mobility. That's my official slide. So today, in today's presentation, I will provide a background on population movement in place-health studies, outline important aspects such as individual level drivers and residential mobility theory, and demonstrate propensity matching of movers and non-movers using a case study from Australia, and discuss the implications of residential mobility for area level or place associations. And finally, I'm going to propose some future research within the field of place and health that will consider population movement and its multifaceted processes. Traditional associations between place and health have focused on census-derived exposures representing the social environment. These area-level exposures, predominantly socio-demographic and socio-economic, have been assessed against a suite of health outcomes and risk factors, with established evidence to support these associations. There has been an increasing number of studies providing evidence on local community environments in relation to the built form, for example, fast food and restaurants, accessibility to grocery stores. As outlined in this adapted conceptual framework from Daniel and colleagues, the local community characteristics are framed as the risk conditions that affect the expression of the individual level behavioural and psychosocial factors. Additionally, chronic stress features as a mechanism between the local community environments and the cardiometabolic health. So what about the consideration of time in place health associations? Studies have demonstrated associations between place and the development of cardiometabolic risk. Furthermore, more recent studies have sought to assess the development of health outcomes in relation to changes in the social and built environment. For the rhetoric within the literature around place, space and time and in relation to health, there has been limited attention that has focused on the movement of people within and across space. Neither people nor places are static, people move too. Health is a function then of these cumulative person-place interactions that occur across the life course. Mobility is the movement of people across territory, and it occurs at varying temporal and spatial scales within a city and across continents. And for those that were here yesterday, we heard a lovely presentation on migration at its greatest form. But the focus here today is on residential mobility, where a person changes residence permanently within an urban context. The concept of mobility is something that most of us would be familiar with from our own life course experiences. Some moves are short, some are long. Some people move house more times over their life than others. The reasons for these changes are diverse, and a plethora of literature exists, particularly within demographic and social geography, to explore the social, economic, cultural and population dynamics, most notably the consequences and drivers of residential mobility. People who move house and local communities by choice, for example, moving into a larger family home or downsizing during their retirement years, other people may not have a choice in decisions that surround where they live, as these decisions are influenced by socioeconomic drivers and the availability within a housing market, for example. People will also move to be near shops and facilities, transport, work, services, and social and family networks. Despite our familiarity and disciplinary approaches to research on residential mobility, there has not been a focus on the inadvertent consequences of moving or not moving in relation to health outcomes. The reasons I see for this are twofold. Firstly, there are limited longitudinal studies, but even more so, there are few studies that are large enough to assess the complexity of these population dynamics of movement. And secondly, there are limited information pertaining to space. that are recaptured within these studies. For example, tracking of residential change of address, links of time in local area, and reason for residential choice. To date, the methodological focus has been on comparing the movers and the rest of the study population. From what is known, though, within the demographic literature, taking this approach would discount the importance of mobility theory. If we were to compare these two groups in relation to their health status, it would be essential to compare two groups with similar characteristics. Longitudinal cohorts have increasingly sought to account for population movement and its impact on health. In research on place and health, the focus has centred on the self-selection of residents into local areas and potential biases for geospatial epidemiological analyses. However, of equal importance are the area-level drivers of population movement and thus the corresponding links with health outcomes. So today I'm going to present a case study from in Adelaide in South Australia. For those that don't know where South Australia is, it's the bit in the middle between Sydney and Perth, and Adelaide is the capital. It's a really beautiful city, very small, and it's known for the Barossa wine region and lovely stretch of beaches along a metropolitan coastline. As mentioned, I'm funded by Australian National Health and Medical Research Council, and the project is the Place the Metabolic Syndrome Project. The PAMS project draws upon the data from the Northwest Adelaide Health Study. The investigators are across a range of disciplinary areas, and the study aimed to explore local, social and built environmental characteristics in relation to the development of cardiometabolic risk from a population-based biomedical cohort. So this cohort, as mentioned, called Northwest Adelaide Health Study, has eligible participants which were within the north and western suburbs of Adelaide, and they were aged 18 years and older. And Wave 1 saw recruitment of around 4,000 participants in the year 2000. Over 10 years, there were a subsequent two waves of data collected. Measures include clinical markers such as anthropometrics, blood pressure and fasting blood sample. Furthermore, psychosocial and quality of life measures such as the short form 36 and general health questionnaire. Individual level behaviour measures including physical activity levels and fruit and vegetable consumption and smoking status were also collected. Cardiometabolic health has been measured using clinical markers and self-reported data, and as you can see here, there's a number of ways that that's been expressed. The Northwest Adelaide Health Study data has been integrated with socio-demographic information into what we call the South Australian Epidemiological Geographic Information System. Residential address data were collected at recruitment from each wave and assigned a georeference, and participants were tracked over time as they moved into other areas of the study region. Between Wave 1 and 2, there were 611 participants that had moved residential address, and we had 604 participants with complete data for both of those waves. These mobility rates are comparable to the census data that we collect in Australia over 5 years. We also looked at Wave 2 non-participation according to demographics, area-level socioeconomic status, health status and individual levels SES within the cohort. For the movers between Wave 1 and 2, 17.2% had a bachelor degree, 20.9% low income, mean age was 44.3 years, renter was 21.6% of the people that were moving, and 47.7% had excellent or very good health according to the SF1. So those that moved up into a higher area of socioeconomic status was 38.7%, seen here in the green. For those that were moving within the same socioeconomic status, 34.9% seen here in the blue. And finally, those that moved into an area with a lower socioeconomic status was 26.3%. As you can see, mobility is really complex from this two waves of our data collection. So informed by geographic mobility theories, this study aimed to implicate area-level influences by accounting for the individual factors using propensity-matched pairs of movers and non-movers to assess the change in cardiometabolic risk across two time points. propensity score analysis sees matching of the members of the treatment to members of a no treatment group. And this approach is traditionally used within observational studies to reduce bias and approximate randomised trial. Rosenbaum and Rubin have demonstrated that the propensity score is a balancing score, ensuring that the resulted matched sample has similar distributions as the baseline variables. Austin, in a systematic review of propensity score matching in the medical literature, proposed the following steps for specifying the propensity score model. So firstly, to derive a list of measured baseline variables that are likely related. And so these can be drawn from the literature or what we're doing from residential mobility theory. And secondly, to derive an initial propensity model by including all variables in a list as the main effects. So there's four steps: specifying the propensity score model, matching statistical assessment of the balance, and the estimation of the effect. So we looked at all the individual level and household level information that we had in relation to drawing on the demographic theory, and propensity score was estimated by logistic regression. Go back to the page. So the second step of the statistical analysis saw the construction of this matched sample. 413 movers were pair matched with non-movers for individual level predictors of residential movement. And the difference between matched pairs were assessed by t-test. Non-movers had an increase in the count of cardiometabolic risk factors than the mover counterparts. So non-movers had a greater increase in the risk of cardiometabolic disease. So in far as in this analysis, it accounted for the individual level factors that contribute to relocation. Area level influences, though, are potentially implicated for advancing the understanding of population movement. So preliminary analyses that we've done beyond this have sought to investigate the influence of change in exposure to fast food outlets through residential relocation. So the same process was done in terms of matching the non-movers and movers and comparing them for cardiometabolic risk factors. And there's some preliminary results that were presented recently in San Diego looking at the fast food relationship. So the mover and non-mover pairs were determined for the higher, lower and similar availabilities of fast food within the local area. There were no significant difference in health status observed for the relocation into areas with similar or lower exposures, but relocation into areas with higher exposure of fast food saw a larger change in cholesterol and diastolic blood pressure compared to the non-movers. Research such as this reiterates the importance of measuring space within health cohort studies, especially to explore place-health relationships. There are numerous other factors to consider, including mobility in the mobility literature. That would be including the social network, socioeconomic drivers relating to capital accumulation and changes in the life circumstances over the life course. The list goes on, though. Mobility is, though, at the basis of human existence and the life experience across trajectories, and this needs to be included within our consideration of place. Future research must further understandings on these characteristics on residential mobility, as well as investigate beyond other aspects of the built environment beyond fast food. Examples could be walkability of local areas, access to public open space. So people move places, and the movement changes these places, and the people will continually move places over time. The results provide an interesting future research direction for the exploration into the theoretical notions of place, and this is more specifically around the need to explore the dynamics of how neighbourhoods or local areas are formed and how they change, and secondly, how to consider how population movement influences residential segregation. It is not known for those who stay what role socio-spatial reproduction of behaviours and lifestyles have on the development of cardiometabolic risk. Thank you very much. No problem.
Yeah.
Yes, so we just did, for each of the socio-demographic factors, the standardised difference measure, so looked at income, age cohort, and looked at the balance of each of those factors to make sure they were appropriate within the model. Not all of the, I probably should have mentioned that, within the regression, not all of them were significant, so there's obviously some factors, and I'd have to look at my notes in terms of which ones were, but some of them drop out in terms of the matching. So there's only probably three or four that are really significant in that matching of the pairs. And obviously there's probably things in there that aren't included because we're determined based on what was already included in a cohort study. There were other factors around residential mobility that would be really important. Sorry, in terms of, I've missed that bit. Yes. I think in terms of understanding which ones and exploring different matches in terms of which ones fall in and out of the model, and potentially, like, so some of them are confounding in terms of, like, age and the age cohort they're in and then what stage of life they're in. So actually considering that, what that means in terms of the theoretical approach and going drawing back to that and what that implications that might have on your findings. Yes. 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 Thank you for coming.
Any other questions?
Thank you.